In specialty crop news, the California avocado industry is seeing hardships due to the drought, like every other crop in the state. California Avocado Commission Director Ken Melbin says those hardships have created a closer bond between the consumer and the product.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that is the case. It's really helping to resonate with folks the value of the local produce when they're seeing kind of the hit that agriculture is taking because of the drought. And it's unfortunate that sometimes it takes a real serious situation like this to some degree, galvanize a community to help agriculture maintain our role in society. And I think we're seeing that. We're trying to get creative and develop new ways to either get water here or utilize existing water. It's challenging, but definitely all hands are on deck, and we're hopeful that the good Lord will send some rain fairly soon, too.
Melbin says the avocado industry is on the fence about the groundwater legislation the governor just signed. Some growers in the state are paying a high cost for water now, and although that water may not be there in the future, they also can't afford prices to go up.
We are still waiting to see what the actual cost would be for our end users, our growers. That's important. I've got growers all the way down in Southern California who are paying upwards of $1,300 an acre foot, which is very, very costly, comparatively speaking. Granted, they're able to get water right now, but in the near future, we're not certain they'll be even able to buy water. The growers here in this area, in the Central Coast area, many of them are just on their own wells. They aren't on a water agency supply system, so they're really dependent upon Mother Nature, and it doesn't look well for now, but we're hopeful that will turn around soon. In terms of the bills, we just have to wait and see a little bit more about them and see what it would mean to the end user in terms of cost.
And for now, the message to all stays the same.
We all just need to work together. We need to figure out this water situation. There's a limited supply of water, and we need to figure out how to best allocate it so that all of our needs can be met, but in a very efficient and mindful and responsible way.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, agnetwest.com.